From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Richmond, California.
San Jose.
Union City.
Eastside. Jackson.
I'm from the Campbell area.
Hayward.
Coming up, we hear how a famous civil rights song is being revamped for today's young people.
It's pop culture to want to escape, want to not think about the realities of the world. And that was the exact opposite of Marvin's approach with what's going on.
Then we meet a Marin County artist who weaves poetry into his work.
I like this world. I want to draw pictures of this world.
And a local band plays revolutionary party music.
You know, what kind of style do you fit in? And it's always a hard one to answer because we don't really fit into any of those categories. You know, we take little bits of everything.
That's all today on Cross Currents. Stay tuned. Marvin Gaye's album, What's Going On, has been called one of the great soul music records of all time. The album was showcased at a 1972 concert at the Kennedy Center in Gaye's hometown of Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago, the Kennedy Center commemorated that performance with a concert. They also gave one musician the original recording of the song What's Going On to reimagine it in a modern context. That musician was Youth Radio's Brandon McFarlane, and here's what he came up with.
What does Marvin Gaye's What's Going On mean to you personally?
Well, it means a few things. I think Marvin Gaye is one of my idols, me being a producer and a singer and songwriter myself. I look up to Marvin Gaye a lot, and you know, we're both preachers' kids, and we both have a spiritual kind of connection with, you know, writing and viewing the world. And so that was my initial connection with Marvin and his music. But it wasn't until I got the music and was able to separate the pieces that I really began to connect with all the work that Marvin put in to make the record.
As a producer yourself, when you look at the What's Going On album, what do you see as the genius of that came into that and helped it last for 40 years?
It's the simplicity. It's the simplicity in the message and in the music. When I separated these tracks, I found out that Marvin had played piano on What's Going On. And he literally played one note for most of the song. And that was a real eye-opener for me, because when you listen to the song mixed down and in its, you know, in its true form, you know it sounds so lush, and you think everybody's, you know, super trained, and yeah, you think everything's super polished, and it's not. It's real simple and bare bones, but together is beautiful music.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die.
That's Brandon McFarlane. He's editor of AllDayPlay.fm from Youth Radio, and he's lead producer of a remix of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, played recently at the Kennedy Center. I love the voices in What's Going On that are saying at the beginning, what's happening, what's going on, and throughout they kind of come back here and there. It's really familiar. It feels like you're in a neighborhood. I'm wondering, what's your favorite part of the original recording of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On?
Well, you know, those were his friends who played for the Detroit Lions. And they actually ended up singing the sister, brother, those parts. They sung those parts as well. And when you hear them by themselves, they sound really bad. Like, they really couldn't hold a note that much at all. But like I said, like, the whole arrangement makes it beautiful. I think that might be my favorite part, but it's probably a close second to the strings. That was the most beautiful piece of the separated tracks to me.
And what's your favorite part of the remix that you made?
Like I said, I involved three very talented young people from the Bay Area to be a part of this with me. And I think it was 18-year-old Rihanna Godfrey, her part, about you know, gun violence in a city of Vallejo.
Everyone with a trigger thinks they should pull it, and justice never comes for the ones that buy the bullet.
That was really powerful to me. I actually wanted the song to be really authentic and talk about, you know, the issues that young people face today. And so I think she hit home in that in song very well.
We're listening to What's Going On Now, the remix by Brandon McFarlane. He presented this at the Kennedy Center at a recent celebration of Marvin Gaye's original What's Going On 40 years ago. Brandon McFarlane is editor of alldayplay.fm from Youth Radio. Brandon, what do young people you talk with feel about social issues today?
Well, I wanted to put the music aside, as I was working on the music simultaneously, but I wanted to put the music aside and actually talk with Oakland youth about what was concerning them and kind of just put my journalist hat on and get some good reactions from some kids about the issues concerning them today.
All right, let's take a listen to some of the sound that you gathered from those interviews.
Like, it's a lot of kids out here who are doing better than their parents because they doing, like, illegal activities and all that. So it's like, they like, I ain't finna be broke. My mama broke, so I got to get it for myself. I got to buy my own clothes for first day of school. I got to get my own meal because my mama ain't got
books are old. Teacher doesn't really care. There's, like, too many kids in one classroom. The teacher can't really manage the classroom, like, of interest.
I mean, they're not saying really just how the lower class are, how they're losing their houses and... You know, it's a lot of families out on the street now. Like, it's hard for them to even find an apartment. And if they lose their jobs, it's hard for them to find another job to take care of their kids.
All right, those are the voices of young people in Oakland, as gathered by Brandon McFarlane, editor of All Day Play.fm from Youth Radio. So, Brandon, we're hearing a lot about poverty there.
Yeah, definitely. And the ripple effects of poverty throughout the community. And, yeah, those were Youth Radio students, Bree, Edgar, and Darrell, and they're all teenagers still, but they definitely have a clear view of what's going on today.
You know, it's interesting to note that as socially conscious, obviously, is Marvin Gaye's song What's Going On, and that whole album is set in the Vietnam era, talking about the reactions to hippies and people not getting along and just kind of the lack of love in the world. It's interesting to note that he was working for Berry Gordy at the time in Motown, and Gordy mm-hmm. didn't want to release What's Going On because he thought at the time that it would limit Marvin Gaye's sex appeal with audiences. He was playing all these things, you know, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and, you know, he's playing Sexual Healing. That kind of thing, you know, seems to be going on with singers today and producers today. In the story that you produced for All Things Considered, you said today's soul and R&B singers often sound more like pornographers than prophets. I'm wondering if you could talk some about your perspective on how music these days is directed at brown and black urban youth.
I think going through this process of sitting with all of Marvin's music, especially the What's Going On album, you can't help but compare it to today's music. And a lot of today's mainstream music, unfortunately, is really centered around partying, party culture, sex.
Make me come alive, come on and turn me on. Touch me, save my life, come on and turn me on.
And that's about it. And it's kind of hard to present real social issues when all you've been fed is this one particular area of emotion or one particular area of thought.
And you continued your conversations with young people in Oakland talking about what kind of music they're hearing. And I'd like to play another quick montage of clips from the voices that you gathered about music today.
Now it's gotten to a point like it's nothing to call a woman a bitch.
To like a popular group like LMFAO, they're saying, you know, let's get drunk. Or let's get a couple of girls, have sex with them, and don't even talk to them the next day.
Like, either have a lot of slow songs about sex, or like, grinding, or, like, and a lot of rock pop songs about, or, like, killing, like, pop songs about, like, hard metal about killing, or, like, so basically all the same message.
So those are more voices of people who you spoke with in Oakland, Brandon, about the state of music today and what they're hearing. What kind of message, then, is pop culture sending to young people when this is what they're hearing?
Yeah, I think it's just an escapist culture. And it's not just brown and black youth or urban youth. I think it's across the board. Like you said, it's pop culture to want to escape, want to not think about the realities of the world. And that was the exact opposite of Marvin's approach with what's going on. So when we made this new updated version, so to speak, we wanted to make it real, and we wanted people to be like, yeah, I see that going on in my communities too.
Marvin Gaye coming out with that song in 1971, it makes me think that it might have opened up some floodgates to other socially conscious songs. Some artists like Stevie Wonder playing Pastime Paradise and songs like that with songs like War. The 70s were really rich with socially conscious music. Do you find, Brandon, that there are some artists who are making socially conscious music today the way Marvin Gaye did while they're still reaching a big audience?
Well, the kids that I made the What's Going On remix with definitely cited hip-hop as one of the genres that talk more about political issues, social issues, more so than R&B and soul music. So artists like Lupe Fiasco and Talib Kweli and Immortal Technique are among those people who they can look up to kind of stay on point politically, or who have the same views as them politically.
MCs, meet me outside so we can decide how we gonna change the tide. Like the moon, we on the earth, taking a ride around the sun. My son, we only just begun, and the journey's far from done. We on mission, what your brain gonna fish.
So you went to the Kennedy Center and you got to meet John Legend, who was performing What's Going On there. I'm wondering if you now, back in Oakland, have reflections on this whole experience.
Man, interesting. I got a chance to think about it yet, but I was sitting like third row in the Kennedy Center while John Legend did the concert that was kind of recreating Marvin's concert 40 years ago. And it was like I got to see the entire orchestrated thing. Like what I've been working on was only a piece, because like this was what was happening live. And live's always a whole different experience in it. John Legend did a very excellent job at channeling Marvin, but also being himself, and that's what I did too. So I kind of felt a kinship with John Legend as well.
That piece was produced by Youth Radio. Coming up, a local artist turns Bay Area scenery into wooden carvings.
You know, I was just into this world where people traveled by foot on their adventures in the Misty Mountains, you know, and I thought, I live in a world like that. I like this world. I want to draw pictures of this world.
That's coming up on Cross Currents. And joining me here in the studio today is senior editor Casey Miner. Hey, Casey.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. Well, we just heard KALW executive editor Ben Trefney in a wonderful interview with Brandon McFarland of Youth Radio, talking about revamping What's Going On, revamping Marvin Gaye for the times. And we are in the middle of our May membership drive, our spring pledge drive, and we'd like you to get involved with KALW and think about while you're listening to the program, think about how much you value this programming that you're listening to, and how much you value a piece like the one you just heard, an interview like the one you just heard. Youth voices, bringing youth voices, instead of talking about youth and about teenagers, we're talking to the youth and to the teenagers. If you value that kind of reporting, we would like you to get on board and get involved right now with KALW. Support Cross Currents and KALW by giving us a call and pledging your support to this station. The number to do that is 800-525-9917, 800-525-9917. Or if you're listening to us on the computer, you can go to KALW. You're already there if you're listening to us on the computer. KALW.org. Go over to that Donate Now button and pledge your support.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted to add, in terms of getting involved, I mean, part of what is so great about this partnership that we have with Youth Radio is that we really get to work with them. We know what their reporters are working on. We're in touch with people like Brandon, who can let us know about these really amazing projects and these kind of innovative, creative things that they do. And, you know, we feel very involved with them as an organization. They, you know, appreciate getting the chance to get their work out there. And that's the kind of approach that we bring to lots of organizations across the Bay Area. It's not just that we go and interview people and sort of take things away and keep them for ourselves. We really like to keep that conversation going. And if that's something that you value, and we know that you do because you're listening now, give us a call at 1-800-525-9917. We have volunteers filling up the phones right now. They're all on the phone taking your calls. And, you know, let us know that this means something to you. Pledge something that you can. Maybe you can pledge $25. Maybe you can pledge $50. Maybe you can pledge a dollar a day. That's $365 pledge for the year. And let us know that you want to be involved in this community as well.
800-525-9917 is the number. Give us a call right now. Let us know you're listening and you can connect with the kind of stories you hear on Cross Currents, really. When I say context, culture, and connection, it's not just the three C words that we're saying. We really make a connection with our audience, and we love it. We love it when we get your emails and we get your feedback on our feedback line. We hear you, and we love it that you hear us. So give us a call. 800-525-9917. Pledge what you can. If you're somebody, you're a young person right now and you just heard that, you would say, wait a minute, what? That guy sounds like me. Or, you know, I'm thinking that. You know, why don't you just make a pledge of, you know, like Casey said, $25, whatever you can. And, you know, support your voice being heard. 800-525-9917. Casey?
And, you know, we just have just a minute left in this little break. You know, this is a non-interrupting pledge drive. That's a promise that we've made to you as listeners, that we know what you're here for is the programming, and that's what we want to give you. So we don't come to you very often to make these requests, and we don't make them for very long, but it's so important. So just in these remaining seconds, please take this opportunity to show us that you value the way that we're doing this pledge drive. Show us that you value the service that we're providing to you. It's 1-800-525-9917. We're trying to raise $2,000 this hour. $2,000. And we're already well on our way to doing it. And actually, there is a bonus challenge we want to tell you about, which is that we have three listeners, one of whom is actually in the phone room right now, who have together said they'll put up an additional $700 if we make our $2,000 goal this hour. So please go to the phones right now. It's so easy. 1-800-525-9917. Make a donation right now and let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you care. Let us know that this service means something to you.
828. That's my phone number. 800-525.
I could call you.
9917. You can call me too. Hey, whatever. KALW.org is the website to go to. Our volunteers are waiting. Make that call. Now is the time to do that, to be a part of Cross Currents. You've been emailing us and calling us, and we love you. Put your money where your emails are and give us a call. Thank you for listening. Marin County is a natural playground. Framed by the Pacific Ocean, the Golden Gate, and San Francisco Bay, it includes the rolling hills of the Marin Headlands, the lush Muir Woods, the Point Reyes Peninsula, and above it all, Mount Tamalpais. This is artist Tom Killian's home. He's a woodcut printmaker who's dedicated nearly four decades to recording the beauty of these natural places. His medium is a rare combination of skill, patience, craft, mechanics, and artistry. A rare combination, like the landscapes that are both his subject and his inspiration. KALW's Ben Trefney tells this story about the poetry of Marin County through verse, music, and the imagery of Tom Killian.
There are a few spirits in this part of the world, not wholly divorced from nature, with something of the poetry of the savage left. They have made a gallant fight to keep the mountain undefiled and to rouse all the people to an appreciation of its wonders. They are inspirers of the project that asked the world to see an ancient miracle play on one of the most picturesque spots in the world. John Barry. Tom Killian is working in his studio on a forested ridge up the Point Reyes Peninsula. He looks at spectacular vistas of waterways, of trees, of hills and high peaks. They're all in the wood he's carving.
It's really good to have broken lines and twisting things and sort of more organic forms in the markings. And I'm kind of conscious of that as I do things. I make sure nothing is ever too straight or too even, and that there's always a little bit of randomness in any patterning I do. And that gives the overall effect one that feels more like the natural world.
Killian is nearly 60 years old, but looks much younger than that. He's lean, regularly hikes, bikes, and swims around Tomales Bay. His experiences feed the work he does here, in this sun-filled space. As a Swainson's thrush sings outside, Killian carves the outline of a hillside in a block of Japanese linden wood.
This is how it goes through it. So I spent a lot of time carving the plywood blocks. That's probably the biggest amount of time that I spend on these prints is the carving. You know, it can take days to carve. It can take a week or two even.
Caminante, no hay camino. Se hace camino al andar. Walker, there is no path. You make the path as you walk. Antonio Machado.
Killian was a child when he found his inspiration, the work of 19th century popular Japanese artist Hokusai. Hokusai made clean-lined images of nature, reproduced on paper through woodcut prints. He had a beautiful line, Killian says, one of the most beautiful lines of any artist in history.
Probably when I was 12 or 11, my mother found some little book of Hokusai's 36 Views of Mount Fuji and gave it to me just because she knew I liked Asian art. And kids are intrigued by things like that, but I was really taken by the way the trees look, the twisted pines and the cliffs and the mist and the rivers and the little foot trails. And I loved that world. And I also, at the same time, was starting being taken on little hikes in Mount Tam and the Sierras and seeing things that looked like that, particularly Mount Tamalpais, because I grew up right under Mount Tam in Mill Valley. And I thought, you know, I live in a world like that. I like this world. I want to draw pictures of this world.
Those picnics covered with sand, no money made them more gay. We crossed over hills in the night and walked along beaches by day. Sage in the rain or the sand, spattered by new falling rain. That ocean was too cold to swim, but we did it again and again. Gary Snyder.
I tried drawing pen and ink drawings of, you know, things I liked around where I grew up in Mill Valley, like Mount Tamalpais and the coast over by Stinson Beach and San Francisco skyline and Golden Gate Bridge. But I really preferred the idea of doing it like the Japanese who I looked up to so much did.
In college, Killian continued to hone his craft, producing a book called 28 Views of Tamalpais, dark blue images printed from carved linoleum blocks. He learned how to reproduce the art using a letterpress.
Because you got to remember, people have been doing this since the 1500s, you know, and putting illustrations together with type. It was the original multimedia, you know, where you could get thoughts and ideas mixed in with visuals. That's how I learned how to use this machine, and it became my tool for something totally different, making these multicolor Japanese-inspired woodcut prints.
In the 1800s, Hokusai and other Japanese artists would paint pictures, then supervise teams of people who would reproduce the work by hand. Some specialized in woodcutting, others printing the reliefs on paper. Killian, by contrast, does it all himself.
And I have to keep playing with the inking constantly. So every one ends up being just slightly different, too. And that adds to the charm of the whole thing because, you know, every print in the end turns out a little bit differently.
He leads me to a large table near the back of his studio. He pulls out a book of progressive proofs, a collection of papers that show his steps from a conceptual sketch to a carved key block to the final woodcut print.
And so this Bolinas Ridge, it's from high up on a mountainside over kind of a grassy meadow with orange California poppies in the foreground. And then it's looking out over sort of a watershed that's going out over the ocean.
Yeah, and the ocean. Bolinas Lagoon down there in the
that's Bolinas, that dark Duxbury Point.
In the top right. Of the
And then the ocean with the sunset kind of golden on it.
Uh-huh. So this is a sunset picture.
So that's how it started as this sketch. Mm-hmm. And you can see that it's pretty sketchy. Mm-hmm. And the sketch probably took an hour to do. Sitting up there in February, my hands were freezing. And it was just a perfect sunset. So,
how far is that from right here, where we're in your studio?
Oh, 10 miles or 15 miles. It's down the Alima Valley and up on the ridge above Bolinas, on the side of Mount Tamalpais. And then here's the tracing paper that I put over it for the transfer to the key block. And then here is...
So the tracing paper is much... What you traced there is much more spare than your original sketch as far as the...
Yeah, it's got the lines that I'm going to need to make the print. And then I added in the poppies, you see. They weren't in that sketch because they don't come out until March.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to have poppies. So.
Oh, you have license to be there.
Well, that's what I do. Yeah. So this is the key block in its informational stage. You see there's lines here that show where the sunset is going to be more golden on the sea and the swell lines. Mm-hmm. And then in the meantime, I've drawn some ideas about how many blocks I'm going to need. So I've got a land tint block, the sea gold and poppies block, green grass block, a shadow block, and then the sea tint block.
So when you then decide upon that color scheme, do you carve those blocks for just those parts that are going to take those colors?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
those are blocks that are partial pictures.
Yeah, yeah. They're just, each block of the color blocks is just for one layer of color.
Lo, I looked and saw the silvery ripples of the brook, the fruit upon the hills, the waving trees, and mellow fields of harvest. Saw the gate burn in the sunset. The thin thread of mist creep white across the Sausalito hills, till the day darkened down the ocean rim. The sunset purple slipped from Tamalpais, and bay and sky were bright with sudden stars. Ina Coolbrith.
Killian moves across the studio to his printing press, a 1,500-pound Asburn proof press. He bought it in San Francisco for about $350, back when computers ushered out the age of typesetting.
So right now I'm locking this block into the bed of the press, and I'm putting in the furniture. There's metal furniture and wooden furniture, and they're like these little blocks that that hold the block that I'm going to print from right in place.
And then he prints, one block, one color at a time. Every block must be set precisely so the colors meet the lines.
If there isn't some little flaws in it, it wouldn't really be right anyway. And you know, the Japanese, they would intentionally put them in.
Well, if they get too good.
Yeah, yeah, that everything should have some flaw in it. Nothing can be perfect, you know. So why not just put it in there? Then you're done with that. You're already through it.
Are you that good yet?
No. I don't have to intentionally put in flaws. There's plenty of them unintentionally.
Old Tamalpais, he looks so grave, with his brow in the cloud and his chin in the wave. Charles Warren Stoddard.
Tom Killian has a degree from UC Santa Cruz and a PhD from Stanford in African history. He's traveled the world, producing art wherever he's gone, but he's always come home.
I've decided to kind of concentrate on California. There's lots of beautiful places in the world, but I really know it well in the Sierras and along the coast, and that's what I like. My favorite areas are anywhere around here.
Tom Killian's works are rich, but their names are simple, poetic. Garden of Allah, Mountain Theater, Divide Meadow, Shell Beach, Bolinas Ridge to Point Montara.
I love the natural world and its incredible, infinite complexity. You know, it's so much more beautiful and complex than anything people make, you know. And yet, here I am trying to make pictures of it. So it's like a, you know, contradiction there. You know, when I see something beautiful, I want to draw. I don't know where that comes from, but I've always had that. And particularly, I love, you know, trees and landforms and then the movement of the sea and things like that. And then there's a challenge to it because it's really hard with carving everything in reverse on wood blocks and the hard edge of the woodcut print to get the soft flowing shapes and movement of water and sky and clouds. And yet when you can do it, you at least say to yourself, wow, I did that. I managed to make it look like that with this medium, you know, and it's kind of fun.
Through the sharp gap of gorge below, from mountain's feet the gaze may go over a stretch of fields, broad sunned, then glance beyond across the beautiful bay to that dim ridge a score of miles away, lifting its clear-cut outline high, azure with distance on the azure sky. Edward Roland Sill.
In Tom Killian's studio on Inverness Ridge, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.
That story was set to the music of Bay Area shakuhachi player Masayuki Koga, who runs the Japanese Music Institute of America. It's from an album called East Wind. All poetry in this piece can be found in the book Tamil Pious Walking by Tom Killian and Gary Snyder. Tom Killian and other artists from around Tamales Bay will display their work over the Memorial Day weekend at Point Reyes Open Studios. Coming up, a local band blends Latin and reggae sounds to get you up and inspired.
What style of music do you play? You know, do you fit into this nice, neat box of flamenco or, you know, timba or reggae? Or are you a rock band? Are you an indie band? You know, what kind of style do you fit in? And it's always a hard one to answer because we don't really fit into any of those categories. You know, we take little bits of everything.
That's coming up on Cross Currents.
I'm Hannah Baba, and with me in studio today is Casey Miner, our senior editor on Cross Currents. Hey, Casey.
Hello.
Hi, and we are in the midst of our spring membership drive here at KALW, and we're here to invite you today to become involved, get involved. Join the KALW family by making a pledge right now. The number to reach us is 800-525-9917, and you can go to kalw.org as well. That was a beautiful piece, I must say.
It's amazing.
I'm a member of this team, but hey, we can toot our own horn once in a while. What did you think?
I mean, the thing that stands out for me so much about this piece is the way that Ben took not just the work of this artist, but really the spirit of his work, his inspiration, the kind of feeling of it, and really poured all that into the piece by weaving together the poetry and the music of this Japanese musician, along with the words of Tom Killian, the artist. And, you know, you can take a look at these kinds of paintings, Killian's paintings yourself, actually. If you head on over to KALW.org, we have a slideshow of some of the paintings up on the website, and you can check them out. And actually, for a pledge of $120 today, we will send you one of the copies of this book, Tamil Pious Walking, which is just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of work. So I really encourage you to head to KALW.org, check out these beautiful woodcut prints, and then make the pledge of $120 that will get you a copy of this book you can take home. And you know, I think more importantly, give you a way to let us know how much you value this kind of work that we do. You know, we don't just come in and say, hey, there's an artist, he makes some paintings, maybe you should look at them. We actually try and channel the feel of that artist, the feelings that he has himself about his work. And we're open to taking a creative approach to a piece, to entertaining different ideas from reporters, from people in the community about what we should cover and how we should cover it. And it's just something that makes me so excited to come to work here every day. And we know that it's something that excites you too, because you're calling us and you're pledging and you're telling us how important it is. So if you haven't done that yet, please do call. It's 1-800-525-9917. I'll say it one more time. It's 1-800-525-9917. There are open lines right now. There are volunteers eager to take your calls and already talking to folks just like you who have called us. So please call us, 1-800-525-9917. It really, really means a lot.
I'm flipping through this book that you can get if you call us right now at 800-525-9917 and pledge at the $120 level. We will send you Tamil Pious Walking. And as I flip through this book, it's gorgeous just looking at the prints. And, you know, it's infused with poetry and history. And it's places that you know and love. It's the Bay. It's Mount Tamil Pious. It's all these beautiful, scenes that we know and love, and he just puts it all in one place. $120 gets you this book. We have only 6 copies of this book, Casey. 6 copies. So right now is the time to give us a call and get your hands on one. 800-525-9917 is the number, or klw.org.
And, you know, another thing that we don't have much of is very much time in this pledge break, or indeed this pledge drive. You know, this is a non-interrupting pledge drive, as we've said to you. And what we want is to give you the time to hear these stories and to listen to them and really enjoy them. We don't want to be talking at you and talking at you forever. But at the same time, you know, we need you to know how important your support is to us. We really cannot do this without you. And if that's something that you're willing to do, you're willing to make this agreement with us to show us how much our work matters and help support us in doing it, that works for us. We don't want to bother you any more than we need to. So please, in the last remaining midgets of this very short break before we go back to Cross Currents, give us a call. It's 1-800-525-9917. We're trying to raise $2,000 this hour. We're well on our way, but you can help us get there.
We can do it.
We can totally do it.
I
know you guys can help us do it. And I know that because I see you calling right now. So if you are not yet on your phone, if you're thinking about it, 1-800-525-9917, or go online at klw.org.
Again, $120 gets you Tamil Pious Walking. And, you know, if you can't afford $120, if you can afford a little less, that's fine too. 800-525-9917 is the number to call, or go to klw.org and join our KALW family. Artists, a large part of our reporting is arts reporting, arts and culture reporting. We love covering our local arts community, and we really encourage that kind of reporting. So 800-525-9917 is the number. Call right now, and you really won't regret it. You won't regret being a part of our family.
And now back to Cross Currents.
Now it's time for Bay Area Beats. The San Francisco band Locura reflects the Bay's diverse mix of cultures, histories, and people through music that surfs genres and shuns labels. Members of the band come from as far away as Spain and as close as the Mission District. They blend flamenco, Cuban son, reggae, cumbia, ska, and more to make their own border-crossing brand of revolutionary party music. With the release of their new album, Semilla Caminante, the band deepens this mixture of musical and political cultures. KALW's Jen Sheehan spoke to lead singer Kata Miletic and guitarist Bob Sanders for this edition of Bay Area Beats. And for full disclosure, Bob Sanders is also the guitarist in KALW's Martina Castro's band Macru.
I was born and raised in Spain. My father was a Californian who came there and met my mother. Ended up staying 20 years, and then we moved to Italy. And at some point after I graduated high school, I came to the U.S.
Almost every member of the band has a cultural heritage that is from somewhere else.
For me, I think the Locura sound evolved parallel to both Bob and I's own personal musicianship.
The only genre that we intentionally set out to do was rumba flamenca.
And then as we met musicians that were coming from, you know, Afrobeat traditions and salsa and cumbia, well, then that, of course, and being in the Bay, being surrounded by so much diversity and so many different styles of music, that's how I see the sound evolving.
Este suspiro, mi madre viene, ay, de mi madre viene, con esta canción, como la indígena, ay, de cada tierra, sí, de cada tierra.
So Con el Viento was a song that was inspired by thinking about this kind of resurgence of my Spanish identity here in California, because I'd been away from Spain for so many years. So that song is a song for kind of honoring my coming here and all the people who've come through here and all the stories that we carry within us.
Abre la puerta, abre la ventana, con el viento venimos. Abre la puerta, abre la ventana, con el viento venimos.
The concept of ida y vuelta is a concept that really inspires us in Locura, and ida y vuelta means the going and coming back, so round trip, essentially. It's this idea of songs and traditions and styles of music that traveled with the people coming from Spain, the sailors, you know, the colonizers and the Africans to Las Americas, and those traditions mixing here with the indigenous folk here and the different styles and traditions here. And then, you know, from Cuba going back to Spain and then getting incorporated into flamenco.
The idea that we have flamenco now as this pure art form that stands by itself is false, because the only reason it exists is because it has mixed over so many years of so many styles. The song Que Falta was born sitting in the rehearsal studio with our bass player Izzy, who's heavily influenced by Afrobeat and funk, and he had an idea for this riff that opens the song. And then we just kept coming up with all these different musical variations, and we taught that music to the rest of the band, and Kata put her lyrics to it. So that's a great example of a song that it's funk influenced. You get into the verse, you've got a salsa groove. You get into the chorus, it goes to a timba swing, and then it goes back to funk for the bridge section, some drum breaks. That's quintessential Locura.
Name my fears and sing them to the sea. Mi gente, atente, lista pa bailar.
We and I do feel pressure to, you know, just kind of categorizing Locura. What style of music do you play? You know, do you fit into this nice, neat box of flamenco or, you know, timba or reggae? Or are you a rock band? Are you an indie band? You know, what kind of style do you fit in? And it's always a hard one to answer because we don't really fit into any of those categories. You know, we take little bits of everything.
From what I see being in the music scene here, it's very apparent that that's what bands do in the Bay Area.
Manzanilla, rezo de la mañana. Manzanilla, pa curar el alma y despertar rojo el corazón.
I can't just get into one style, just as I can't just sing lyrics in English or just sing lyrics in Spanish. And so in one way, I don't want to fit into any box. I want to continue to cultivate the style of music that finds a common ground between different styles, you know, whether it's the African roots, whether it's the indigenous roots of here, of different places, and find how different styles of music really can fit in with each other and groove.
Que la manzanilla crezca en todos los jardines y parques. You can hear Locura live on May 25th at Brick and Mortar in San Francisco. Coming up, political comedian Will Durst comments on President Obama's recent declaration regarding same-sex marriage.
A waffle is when you expediently move to a more popular position to curry votes, meaning this is the opposite of a waffle, more of an L-faw, which is waffle backwards.
That's coming up on Cross Currents. Listen to that music. I'm Hannah Baba. With me is Casey Miner, our senior editor here on Cross Currents. And we are here in the May membership drive, our spring membership drive, asking you to become a part of Cross Currents. You listen to us Monday through Thursday right here in your car, at your house, at work still, just so you can, you know, kind of hear us and then go out the door. Be a part of us. Join our family. 800-525-9917. Give us a call right now and pledge what you can to KALW. Hey, Casey.
Hello. You're still having a little dance party
you
over
are.
Here.
You're jamming over there.
And I can't stop. And I think one of the reasons is because I've actually never heard this band before we interviewed them for the show today. And I would say I have that experience every day because we, you know, as many of you know, we feature a local band, a different local band every day on Cross Currents. And we really work hard to find new musicians, musicians we've never heard of, musicians all over the Bay Area, and bring that sound. And it's just, it's a regular feature of what we do here. And I think a great example of the way that we really try and involve ourselves in the community. We really try and be a part of this place and, you know, not only draw from it, but really give back to it. And we can't do that without you. You are this community that we are drawing from, talking to, giving back to. And we want you to be just as involved in that as we are and just as excited about it as we are. And so if that excitement is something you feel, if you're having a little dance party yourself right now, wherever you might be, then give us a call. It's 1-800-525-9917. I'll give you that number one more time. It's 1-800-525-9917. Show us what KALW means to you, whatever you can afford, whether that's $25, $50, $100, $365. That's a dollar a day. That's, you know, maybe you can do that. Maybe that's something that you can afford. Maybe that's something you feel like is really worth it to you to keep this going. And it's just so important to us and really means a lot to us to have you do that.
$70, however, if you can pledge $70 right now, we can send you a CD of the band that you just heard from, Locura. Man, they just sound so wonderful. We're tingling up in here in the studio. Locura CD is yours for a $70 pledge. There, we have only 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 CDs. So if you want to be one of the people who gets your hands on them, give us a call right now, 800-525-9917. Get your hands on this music. And really, I mean, like Casey said, every single Cross Currents show ends with local music. And not only do we play the local music, we show you where you can go and see them live. That night, the next night, at that weekend, we direct you to where you can meet them and see them and support your local musicians just like we do. And we love every minute of it here at Cross Currents. 800-525-9917. Pledge at the $70 level. You get a Locura CD. And we still have some Tamil Pious walking books from earlier in the program for a $120 pledge. But really, I mean, we talk about these gifts all the time, but the biggest gift really is, it's not cheesy. This is not cheesy at all. You being a part of our family here at Cross Currents and KALW. And I'm always amazed at just how people do step up by the end of our pledge drives. 800-525-9917. Give us a call right now or go to KALW.org and pledge what you can.
It's 800-525-9917. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to see you. Many of you know we recently had a big public event with Tavis Smiley and Dr. Cornel West talking about their new book on poverty in America. We had a packed house at the beautiful, beautiful Paramount Theater in Oakland. And we actually just got a call from a listener who said that they became a member because they came to this event. They had never known about KALW before, but came to the event, liked what we were doing, became a member. And that's from conversations we have live in person. That's from us talking to you
another place we like to talk to you is on the phone. And, you know, we're wrapping this up. We're about to go back to Cross Currents. We're trying to raise $2,000 this hour. Every single time the phone rings, we get a little closer. We're getting a little bit closer, but we don't have much time. So please give us a call. It's 800-525-9917.
We can get there if you just call us right now or go online at KALW.org, click donate now, pledge at any level you're comfortable with, and we'll be happy with that. $120, though, gets you the Tamil Pious Walking Book. $70 gets you a Locura CD from the band you just heard from. 800-525-9917 is the number to call during our spring membership drive. Become a member today, right now. Don't put it off. Don't say later. If you appreciate Cross Currents right now, give us a call and give us your pledge. And we'll go back to the show now. President Obama's recent announcement that he thinks gay couples should be able to get married brought about varying reactions. Here in San Francisco, people celebrated. Elsewhere, there was contempt for the president. To analyze the aftermath of this announcement, here's political comedian Will Durst.
Hey, guys. Will Durst here to congratulate the president for bursting out of his own personal policy closet and proclaiming out loud he believes same-sex couples should be able to get married. He explained he was slow in coming to this conclusion because his thoughts had evolved over time. And this was no slow Darwinian evolution. He spontaneously grew flippers and started walking on dry land, crawling all the way to stand next to Dick Cheney's position. Come to think of it, maybe flippers aren't the only thing Obama grew. As predictable as a brushback pitch following a home run, Republicans started screaming this move proved him to be a waffler, trying to hide Mitt Romney's 8,000 waffles behind this big one by Obama. Besides, a waffle is when you expediently move to a more popular position to curry votes, meaning this is the opposite of a waffle, more of an L-faw, which is waffle backwards. Rush Limbaugh jumped into the fray and accused Obama of waging a war on marriage. Bit of a mixed message coming from the guy who hired Elton John to sing at his fourth marriage. Michelle Obama's husband disavowed any move to legalize gay marriage on a federal level, maintaining that it should be a state's decision. Of course, interracial marriage was illegal in 16 states until a Supreme Court decision in 1967, and some people still consider that an abomination. Guess who's whining about this? Same people. Fine, let all the gays move to California. We'll take them. Then just try to get your hair cut in Mississippi.
Will Durst is a San Francisco-based political comedian, and his views don't necessarily represent those of KALW News. You can catch Durst live every Tuesday night till Election Day at the Marsh Theater in San Francisco. I'm Hannah Baba. With me is Casey Miner, a senior editor on Cross Currents, and we're in the final minutes of Cross Currents today.
Just a few more left.
Special one-hour edition to get your support and pledges. You still have time, 800-525-9917. And if you're a fan of Will Durst, you just heard from him, you can get tickets to his show that we mentioned every Tuesday till Election Day. You can get a pair of tickets to that show for a $100 pledge right now, but you have to pledge. 800-525-9917 is the number to call. Casey. What's going on?
We are here in our spring membership drive. We're trying to raise $2,000 during this hour of Cross Currents. We're getting closer and closer every time the phone rings. And the phones are ringing off the hook. And thank you so much to those of you who have already pledged. It really means a lot to us. We have a $700 matching gift that three of our listeners have generously put up. So if we do make $2,000 this hour, they're going to bonus give us another $700, which is a huge amount over that. And every dollar really counts here. You know, the spring pledge drive, we're trying to raise the money that keeps the station going, that allows us to bring you pieces like this, that allows us to go out in the community, talk to you, find out about the stories you want us to tell. And your support matters. This is a listener-supported station. Three quarters of the money that we have here comes from you. You right there thinking about whether or not to call right now. You thinking, oh, maybe I'll just wait till I'm done driving and then I'll call them. Or, oh, maybe I'll just check my email one more time.
Well, hold on. That might be a good idea.
Might be a good idea to wait until you're driving.
But once you stop driving, give us a call. 800-525-9917 is the number. You know, we bring you thought-provoking commentary and opinions, strong opinions like those of Will Durst. And, you know, all our commentary is relevant, you know, relevant to local events and sometimes national events. And KLW is one of the stations, my friends like to call it the BBC station, because they get to hear their international news here, BBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, NPR, a variety of perspectives from all over the world, keeping you informed, you know, internationally. If you value that, give us a call right now and pledge what you can at 800-525-9917 or at klw.org. Help us meet our match. We have a couple of minutes left. Give us a call and or go online. What do we need to do? We need to reach $2,000. We don't know if we're going to reach it, but we are
going to reach it. We're going to reach it because you're going to call. We're almost there.
We've been
reaching it every minute this hour.
Absolutely. 800-525-9917. We can do it. We can totally do it because we love our fans and our fans love us. And we've been hearing from you throughout the year, throughout since 2008, since Cross Currents has begun. And we appreciate you and we hope you appreciate the reporting as well. 800-525-9917.
And we know you appreciate it because you're calling. We know that you appreciate hearing some Will Durst because you are part of a politically engaged community. We know you enjoy hearing local bands because you care about local music and an arts community that's so vibrant here in the Bay Area. And that's something that we want to continue to be able to bring you. And so please call right now. We just have a few seconds left. 1-800-525-9917. There are volunteers waiting to talk to you right now. There's an open line, so please give us a call. 800-525-9917. And thank you so much.
Our Facebook fans, we have almost, how many do we have? 22,000-something Facebook fans.
Thousands.
Just plainly, if you're a fan of Cross Currents, pick up the phone right now. 800-525-9917. Pledge what you can, and it is much appreciated. And thank you for choosing us. And thank you for listening to Cross Currents today. Thank you for being with me, Casey.
Absolutely. I'll give out that number one more time. It's 800-525-9917.
And we'll see you next time.